I suspect, like most of Microsoft, we use bits and pieces of it, the parts that seem to work with the people that we have. Right? I'm strongly encouraging the team to get more and more and more into unit testing up front. The best developer I've ever worked with, I sat down to talk with him one day. This person is just writes some amazing code and writes very few bugs and turns out a lot of great stuff. And I asked him, so how is it? What's your secret? Why are you so darn good? The answer was he writes the unit tests first. He always writes the unit tests before he writes his real code. If he doesn't know what the tests are going to be on the real code, then how can he possibly solve the problem of the real code? So he knew he needed to write a DNS client for the Xbox. So what did he do? He wrote a DNS server. First thing he did was write a DNS server and then make sure the Windows DNS client could work against his DNS server. And once the Windows client logged on for, you know, resolved the names correctly, then he knew he had the server right. And then he was able to build his own client. But he had to make sure he understood the problem first. Then he built a server with all the instrumentation on it, all these errors and all these warnings if anything went wrong, confirmed it with another piece of code, and then he wrote his client. And when he was done, it worked. And I don't know that we found very many bugs at all in it. And usually when we found bugs in his code, it was because of different interpretations in the RFC rather than a mistake.
What makes you say he's a great developer? What's the thing that makes a great developer? I mean, beyond the obvious of turning out...
So there's different kinds of great developers. In his case, this is the great individual contributor developer. Just amazing individual contributor developer. This is the person who writes a huge amount of code, tackles really hard problems, and hardly ever writes any bugs. Right, so when he makes a check-in, it's really funny, when he makes a check-in, half the team stops what they're doing and they read it. Because A, the check-in mail is very descriptive and it says how he solved the problem. And you learn every time he checks something in, the way he did the unit tests and all that. That's the first part. The second part is he's a really good communicator. When I have, I do a weekly development team meeting, and I try to bring in guests, and I try to have people on the development team talk about the code they're writing. When he comes in to talk, people from other teams go out of their way to come to that meeting to listen to him. He's just really good at explaining what he did and why. He's thought about how to communicate, he's thought about how to explain things to people. So